Le subjonctif. Okay, so it's quite important. And then, as usual, when we introduce a mode or a tense, then we'll divide the video in two parts. The first part will be l'emploi, so when do we use le subjonctif, and then the second part will concern la formation, so how do we construct this subjonctif. But let's first see l'emploi, so when do we use le subjonctif. And so we'll use le subjonctif when we want to express une obligation, une volonté, une possibilité, un doute, un sentiment, une appréciation, un jugement. Okay, so that's the idea. So if you want to express une obligation, something you have to do, une volonté, something you want to do, une possibilité, possibility, un doute, a doubt, un sentiment, a feeling, une appréciation, appreciation, and then un jugement, judgment. So in these cases, we'll use after this verb, le subjonctif. Okay, so let's see first une obligation. So for example, we'll have this verb falloir and then the construction falloir que. So you will see that when we talk about le subjonctif, each time we will have after the verb, we will have que, and then the following verb will be at the subjonctive form. Okay, so that's the concept. All right, so for instance, if we have a look at these sentences, sorry. So, falloir, it's to need, to have to, okay? Il faut que tu écoutes, all right? Il faut que tu écoutes, all right? And then in that case here, so we'll see a bit later, of course, how to make it, but still, you've got this verb, écouter, and this form is the subjonctif, okay? Il faut que tu écoutes. Il faut que les étudiants travaillent. All right. Il faut que les étudiants, and then here you've got the verb travailler, to work, and this form is the subjonctif. Okay, so far it doesn't look that difficult, because if you look carefully, it looks like something that we encounter a long time ago when we started to learn French, maybe unit 1 or unit 2, okay, but then we'll see that a bit later. So, une volonté, something you want to do, and then, well, the verb that normally we tend to use is the verb vouloir, vouloir, to want, okay? Vouloir que will be followed by le subjonctif. For instance, je veux que mon frère vienne me voir, all right? Je veux que mon frère, my brother, here you've got the form, la subjonctive form of venir, venir to come, me voir, see me, okay? And then, le directeur veut que les employés arrivent à l'heure. So, le directeur, the director, veut que les employés, the employees, arrivent, to arrive, à l'heure on time, okay? And in that case, arriver, to arrive, here, it's the subjonctive form, okay? So, une possibilité, possibility, so let's see what we've got. The structure could be être possible que, okay, to be possible. Hein? Donc, être possible and then que, as usual, remember. So, for instance, il est possible que mes amis viennent ce soir. Okay, il est possible que, so it could be translated like, it is possible that, okay, mes amis, my friends, and then venir here, to come, so this form here is the subjonctive form, ce soir, tonight. So in that case, you should put your verb here at the subjonctif. Un doute, a doubt, so let's see what we've got, and the structure, so être sûr, to be sure, okay? But then, of course, you should put the negative form of this to be sure. So, ne pas être sûr que, okay? Because you want to express a doubt. So, je ne suis pas sûr qu'il parle anglais. Okay, so I'm not sure that, and then, il, he, parler, to talk, to speak, anglais, English, okay? And here you've got your verb parle, and this form is the subjonctif. Okay? Let's see the next one. Un sentiment, a feeling. Okay, so for this sentiment, let's see what we've got. So we could have avoir peur que, okay, to be afraid that. Avoir envie que, well, it could be translated as to want, okay, to fancy. Être désolé que, to be sorry that. Être content, to be happy, satisfied, que. Okay, all right, for these structures, then you should make a subjonctive after. So they should be followed by une forme subjonctive. Okay, and then let's see une appréciation. Une appréciation, for instance, we could have this préféré, to prefer, préféré que. Okay, aimer mieux, mieux is better, aimer to like or to love, better that. Okay, aimer mieux que, and then these structures should be followed by une forme subjonctive. Okay, and then un jugement, judgment, so it could be c'est important que, it's important that, il est dommage que, il est regrettable que, and they should be followed by a subjunctive form. All right, be careful. The following verbs: croire, to believe, penser, to think, trouver, to find, especially when you express your opinion, okay, to find, I find that, être sûr, okay. So these verbs are normally followed by the indicative form. So all the tenses we saw so far, okay. But then when you put these verbs at the negative form, then they should be followed by the subjonctif. Okay, so keep that in mind. So croire, penser, trouver, être sûr. If you want to use these verbs and put them at the negative form, they should be followed by the subjonctif. Okay, let's see now how we'll make this subjonctif form. And so the tricky thing normally when we talk about the subjonctif is that you will have two different parts, okay? So the important thing is that you must know by heart, of course, the present form, so of the verb that we saw a long time ago, okay? So because the idea is that you will have to use this il at the plural form here, okay? And this form of the present will help you to build the forms of the subjonctif for je, for tu, for il, for elle, for il, and for elle. Okay, so the form of your verb at the present, at the third person of the plural, will help you to construct the subjonctif form for all these persons here. And that's the difficulty because, of course, for nous and vous, well, you will have to use the nous form of the present to construct nous and vous. And that's the tricky thing of the subjonctif. So that's the reason why in many cases students tend to say that, oh my God, it's too difficult. It's just because we've got two different way of making, well, the form for je, tu, il, and elle, and then nous and vous. But then don't be afraid, because in most of the cases you will see that it's quite easy, all right? So you know what? I will take a tricky verb. Just to start, we'll take a tricky verb, and after that you will think that the rest is really easy. So let's take prendre, for instance. And so as I told you, the idea is to take the present form of the verb, okay, and the first one so that we should take is the plural, so third person of the plural, and it goes like ils prennent, okay, prendre is to take, ils prennent, so that's the present form, okay, for ils. And then we've got nous prenons, okay, because remember we're using this nous prenons form, we'll use it for nous and for vous of the subjonctive, okay, so we can spot first the ending, because we know that ENT is the ending for il, And then ons is the ending for nous. And of course, what we'll do is we'll take them away. So we'll put the endings away and we'll keep only this first part here and the first part here. And so what we'll do is we'll take this first part, okay, so the part that we took away from this il form, all right, and then we'll put je, so we take it back, have a look, it goes here, and we put the ending for e will be e, for je, sorry, the ending for je will be e, okay, the ending for tu will be es, the ending for il, elle will be e, and the ending for il, elle at the plural form will be ent, okay. If you look carefully, it's not that strange. I mean, these endings are quite common, and we've been encountering these endings, you know, previously. If you think about the present form, then it looks a bit familiar, okay? So, je prenne, tu prennes, ils prennent, elles prennent, ils prennent, et elles prennent. Then phonetically, as usual, remember, we've got only one form here. It is exactly the same form, so we pronounce it the same way, but of course, as usual, we write it differently, okay? So keep in mind that ending for je is e, ending for tu is es, ending for il, elle is e, and ending for il, elle at the plural form is ent, okay? So it's the first part, okay? Because if you remember, we had as well this part from nous, okay? And as I told you, the difficulty of the subjonctif is just because we will have a difference of construction for nous and vous. And so, in that case, we'll take this first part here, we put it here, and we put the ending ions, ion. And the ending for vous is yé. So we get nous prenions, vous preniez. All right, so if we think carefully, ending ions for nous, iez for vous. Okay, if you remember, it looks quite familiar because it's the ending as well for the imparfait form that we saw a while ago. Okay, so let's have a look now, the full thing. So, que je prenne, que tu prennes, qu'il prenne, qu'elles prennent, que nous prenions, que vous preniez, qu'ils prennent, qu'elles prennent. And this is the reason why students are a bit worried, usually at the beginning, just because, as we saw, we've got two constructions, two different constructions. So for the first part here and here, and the second part for nous and vous. Okay, but I took this special verb, prendre, to take, on purpose because I thought that it was quite difficult. So, you know, now you can see the way to make it. And after that, well, first, we'll see back again one more time the ending. So, e, ions, ez, ent. All right, but then, now, we'll see the verbs from the first group, so regular groups ending with er. After that, we'll see the second group, regular group ending, verbs ending with er. Remember, not all the er verbs, but still. After that, we'll see verbs from the third group. After that, we'll see irregular verbs. And then finally, we'll finish with être and avoir. Okay, so let's see now the first group, and you will see that it's quite easy, because we get que je parle, que tu parles, qu'il parle, qu'elle parle, que nous parlions, que vous parliez, qu'il parle, qu'elle parle. Alright, this is the subjonctif, and it's quite interesting, because if you take the time to look at it, que je parle, it's exactly the same form as the present form. Que tu parles, same thing. Qu'il parle, qu'elle parle, exactly the same thing as the present form. And then, qu'il parle, qu'elle parle, same It's like the present form. Que nous parlions and que vous parliez, it's exactly the same thing as the imparfait. All right? So normally, and that's the thing, if you watched all the videos, especially the video concerning the present tense and the imparfait, well, you know this subjonctive form already. Let's take a second verb. Que j'écoute, que tu écoutes, qu'il écoute, qu'elle écoute, que nous écoutions, que vous écoutiez, qu'ils écoutent, qu'elles écoutent. And it is exactly the same thing. This is like the present, like the present, like the present, and like the present. This is like the imparfait, and this is like the imparfait. Okay? Parler is to speak or to talk. Écouter, to listen. Alright? So now let's see how it goes for the second group. Alright? So, second group, I took the classic example, finir, to finish or to end. Que je finisse, que tu finisses, qu'il finisse, qu'elle finisse, que nous finissions, que vous finissiez, qu'il finisse, qu'elle finisse. Okay, so you can see that, well, you've got the endings, E, E, S, E, O, N, E, O, N, S, sorry, E, E, Z, E, N, T. Alright. And then, que je choisisse, que tu choisisses, qu'il choisisse, qu'elle choisisse, que nous choisissions, que vous choisissiez, qu'ils choisissent, qu'elles choisissent. All right? So the good thing is that for the second group of verbs, well, basically you don't have any difference, any major difference between the je, tu, il, elle, nous, vous, and il, elle. You've got the same first part, okay? You just need to put the endings after. All right? So third group now, and I took the verb partir, que je parte, que tu partes, qu'il parte, qu'elle parte, que nous partions, que vous partiez, qu'il parte, qu'elle parte. Same thing here, not really difficult because anyway, it is exactly the same form. You just need to add at the end the endings. Part, 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 partions, partiez, part. Let's take another example. The verb mettre, to put, que je mette, que tu mettes, qu'ils mettent, qu'elles mettent, que nous mettions, que vous mettiez, qu'ils mettent, qu'elles mettent. So you can see that for these verbs, it's exactly the same thing. So actually, the first part will stay the same. You just need to put the endings according to what we saw previously. So E, E, S, E, I, O, N, S, I, E, Z, E, N, T. Okay, but then of course we've got some irregular verbs because we're talking about French language. So let's start now. And so the verb faire, to do, will become que je fasse. Okay, so here you've got the ending. And so it does mean that this first part will stay the same. You just need to change the endings. Que tu fasses ES, qu'il fasse E, etc., etc. All right, savoir will give you que je sache. Okay, same thing here, E is here, but then of course you will take it away, and after that you will put the endings that we saw, E, S, E, I, O, N, S, I, E, Z, E, N, T, according to the person, of course. And then pouvoir, can, will give you que je puisse. Exactly the same thing here. You take the E away, and then you put the endings according to the person. Okay, so remember, faire, to do, que je fasse, savoir, to know, que je sache, pouvoir, can, que je puisse. All right? And then, well, of course, as I did put that, I forgot that. Ending E, E, S, E, I, O, N, S, I, E, Z, E, N, T. Of course, we've got some more tricky verbs, and aller is usually one of them. Aller means to go. Have a look. Que j'aille, que tu ailles, qu'il aille, qu'elle aille, que nous allions, que vous alliez, qu'ils aillent, qu'elles aillent. Okay, sorry, I did forget the feminine form here. Okay, so que j'aille, listen to me, aille, okay. Que tu ailles, qu'il aille, qu'elle aille, que nous, and that's the difference here, allions, allions, okay? Que vous alliez, okay? I don't make the liaison just for you to listen carefully. Allier, okay? So if you want to make the liaison, que vous alliez, okay? And then qu'ils aillent, and the feminine form, qu'elles aillent. All right? And so the other tricky verb is vouloir, want, que je veuille, que tu veuilles, qu'il veuille, qu'elle veuille, que nous voulions, que vous vouliez, qu'il veuille, qu'elle veuille. All right? Same thing here. We'll have a quite important difference between the je, tu, il, and nous, vous. Okay? Que je veuille, que tu veuilles, qu'il veuille, qu'elle veuille, que nous voulions, que vous vouliez, qu'il veuille, qu'elle veuille. And of course, we'll finish with être and avoir because they are usually quite tricky. Être, so to be, will give you at the subjonctif que je sois, que tu sois, qu'il soit, qu'elle soit, que nous soyons, que vous soyez, qu'il soit, qu'elle soit. Okay, so as usual, good news is that soit, 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 and then soit here. You write them differently, but then you pronounce them the same way. Okay, and then soyons here for nous, soyez for vous. So I repeat, que je sois, que tu sois, qu'il soit, qu'elle soit, que nous soyons, que vous soyez, qu'il soit, qu'elle soit. And last but not least, avoir, to have, que j'ai, que tu es, qu'il est, qu'elle est, que nous ayons, que vous ayez, qu'ils aient, qu'elles aient. All right, so same thing here, est, and est. Phonetically the same, but try to remember how to write them, okay? And then, ayons, ayez. So let's read them one more time. Que j'ai, que tu es, qu'il est, qu'elle est, que nous ayons, que vous ayez, qu'ils aient, qu'elles aient.